Now, it's time for Medved on Movies.
You get to see America's 16th president as you've never seen him before, as a monster-slaying action hero in Abraham Lincoln, Vampire Hunter.
Whatever history remembers of me, if it remembers anything at all, it shall only be a fraction of the truth. I shall always think of myself, first and foremost, as a hunter.
That's Benjamin Walker, who's earnest and likable on screen, but manages to convey none of Lincoln's best-known qualities, like earthy humor or melancholy, or most importantly of all, keen intelligence. But his Lincoln does wield a mean, long-handled, silver-bladed axe that he uses to decapitate vampires who have bedeviled his life since boyhood when they murdered his mother.
Vampires have been in the New World for centuries.
It's time vampires got a nation of our own.
There is darkness everywhere, Mr. Lincoln.
And there's silliness and sloppiness nearly everywhere in this unfocused movie, which can't decide whether it's meant to be a nightmarish supernatural thriller or a very dark comedy. Yeah, there are amusing moments, and some of the action scenes strain for stylish inventiveness, but it's all far more confusing than compelling, losing most of the intensity and emotion that informed the very popular book that inspired this tough sell of a film. It's rated R for loads of extraordinarily grotesque violence. 2 stars for the muddled and mediocre Abraham Lincoln, Vampire Hunter.